That Gemma joins me online now. Good morning, Gemma.
Good morning.
Would that be a fair statement?
I think that's probably maybe a little bit over the top. I don't know if I'm a household name around the country, but there has been a few more people exposed to Rugby 7 and to our team. So, yeah, we're getting a little bit more of a name now.
Before Rio, you could have wandered about and nobody would have taken any notice.
To be honest, I can.
Now, but our girls' sevens have been on the rise for a number of years. In the 2015, you won the London sevens at Twickenham.
Definitely. We had a very successful year leading up to the Olympics, and Twickenham was a highlight. We never really get to play in front of huge crowds, so to be able to do that was a highlight. And then, of course, the Olympics, and actually probably getting to play in front of our family and friends, probably the real highlight of the Olympics, because not many of our families travel around the world to watch us play, but the majority of them made the effort to come to Rio, and it was really great to play in front of them.
How much pressure was on the Australian girls, because you were number one seeds?
There was a lot of pressure from us internally. We had a lot of expectations, a lot of things we wanted to achieve. And I think from the outside, the New Zealanders had a lot of pressure on them. They'd played down their performance in the lead-up to the Olympics. They'd talked the talk and said the Olympics was their tournament they were peaking for. So I think a lot of the pressure was probably put onto them after some of those.
Let's go back the journey. A girl who was born in Tamworth, grew up in Cooler. You have a twin sister, Nikki, is that true?
Yeah, that's correct.
Does she play rugby?
She did. She moved down to Sydney with us at the start 2 years ago and was contracted until the start of the year. So she went off contracted in January. So unfortunately she didn't get to share the experience. But we played a lot of games together in those 3 years leading up to the Olympics.
You've had a few injury worries throughout the years. So at the age of 29, you were probably maybe thinking this will be the last effort?
Certainly, I've had a few knee reconstructions and a few broken bones. So I'm contracted until the end of the year, but then I'd say my decision might be made purely because of my body as to whether I go around for another season.
Now, how did you get into rugby union?
I started playing touch football at a very young age and played all through my childhood, and then was playing for the Australian mixed team, and I got talent identified by the Australian Rugby Union and asked if I'd give rugby a try. Once it became an Olympic sport, they had a big drive to try and increase the number of people within the program, and so I did that and gave it a try and never looked back.
No, never looked back, and gold medalist and no home, because you said you travel about all over the bit. You don't really have a home at the moment. I suppose Mum and Dad at Yarrowitch would be saying you do live there.
I am a bit homeless at the moment. I've been based in Sydney the last 3 years training for Rugby Sevens, and at the moment I'm in between houses. Like I said, I'm sort of considering my future in Rugby Sevens, but hopefully I'll move back to my fiancé. He lives up near Brisbane, so we'll probably end up back there, I'd say.
And you're a qualified radiographer.
Worked for 6 years prior to moving down to Sydney to give Rugby Sevens a go, so I've got that background, and it's something I think all sports people need to try and have, is another job in the future when your body does let go.
Well, and there's always a need there in high demand radiographers, so there'll be a job just about anywhere.
Yeah, it is a very good job for anyone, and it is an important role in a lot of communities, and it is easy to find work. So hopefully I'll get a job pretty easily and get back into the swing of things.
And you'll be back in Tamworth on Friday for the Nice for Life launch and fundraiser. It'll be good to come back to your old hometown, and it's probably changed a little.
Yeah, I've been back to Tamworth in the past recently because Mum and Dad are in the area, and I quite like Tamworth, and we used to play a lot of sport in the northwest district, so to come back and see all the changes, it'll be good.
And you should have a pretty good, interesting tale to tell, and I'm sure plenty of people will want to have a look at a gold medal.
Excited to show it off and let people experience it. Not many people get to see that sort of thing, so it's nice to be able to bring that to rural communities and show people that probably don't normally get to see things like that.
Rightio, well, let's say I'm looking forward to catching up on Friday.
Thank you. It'll be good to see everyone.